You know, we're all young at heart. You heard me say this before. Well, why do you do a youth message when you can't see the kids or don't even know they're there? Well, maybe, just maybe, you know, we realize that we're all children of the living God. And sometimes we got to look at the scripture lessons and just to focus it from a child's perspective, if you would. So I want you to imagine with me what it would be like to make yourself as big as you wanted to be with a magic wand, or maybe just a special word. La la, and there you are, as big as you like and as big as you can be. Well, I think there's something exciting about being big. I don't know what it is because I've never been big, but if I could be big, I think it would be exciting. And then we can hardly wait until we grow up because we want to be as big as our fathers and our mothers and our brothers and all that. So, enabled to grow tall is wonderful. To grow and to be smart and strong. But the Bible is always telling us that it is even greater to grow another way. Huh? What kind of way is that, preacher? Well, I want to talk to you about that for a minute. Think about Mary. We know her as the mother of Jesus. This time of year, we celebrate the birth of Christ. And she was a true believer in God all of her life. And when she was a little girl, she knew that God had something very special for her. And I'm sure she prayed and worshiped God every day like we should do. But when she was told by God that she was going to have a child and that the child was going to be special because the child was going to grow up to be God's son. Wow! Then she believed even more. So Mary talked about her soul being magnified. Did you ever think about those little things that we use sometimes? They call it a magnifying glass. They got a little handle on them, and you hover it over a word or something to magnify it so that we can better understand it and read it. Well, that's what makes everything look bigger and larger and beautiful. And Mary said her soul was magnified. What does that mean? It means that larger than before, she felt the presence of God Almighty, but her love for God and the wonderful things that he was able to do was from a larger purpose than anybody else could see. God had something for her that was big, and Mary could not stop talking and praising God for the wonderful things that's happened to her, that she was chose to bring forth Jesus. Now, I wish all of us could magnify our souls like that. And all of us know something about God, though. We said, don't we know all? Yeah, we don't know enough, but we know something about God, and we think he is great for the things that he's done for us, but how do we show it? Well, we sing songs about God with glad hearts and joyful voices. So do we thank God in prayer and tell others how wonderful God is? And share with him and with all others? I think we should, because we thank God for all the good things, don't we, that are in this world. That's how we can help the Lord magnify his message, to make God easy for everyone to see. So share Jesus with your friends and your family, and let them know how good God is. So when you see a magnifying glass, you know, one of them little things with a handle on it, you know, like Inspector Caruso did, I want you to remember about Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how happy she was to be able to serve God. And when you think about how glad Mary was, then maybe you'll think about how glad you are to know that God loves you individually. And he loves the world that he allows us to live in. What a wonderful thing to have a personal relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ.